Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom, and today is Veterans Day. It's November 11th, and the year is 2021. 11-11-2021. So it's kind of interesting, because if you take 11 and 11, you get 22. I don't know if there's some strange symmetry there. I'd like to think that there is. Maybe there isn't. It would be different if it was... Well, no, I guess it doesn't. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. But anyway, where I'm going with all of this today is that it's Veterans Day. I'm hoping everybody out there who has served their country, past, present, and possibly future, hope you enjoy your day. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to go to the range. I've got plans. I've got a thing that I'm going to do. A good friend of mine and I are going to hang out. Hopefully you won't bail. But if he does, I'm sure he'll have a great reason. Or if I do, I'll have a great reason. I don't know. It all depends on what goes on. But I have a plan. I've spent the last few days building some furniture because I've needed some. I have a plan to fix and finally fix my off-road vehicle so that I can get off the grid next year. And I've been doing some house stuff a little bit, trying to get some stuff done there on that front. And trying to stay sane in an insane world, because it's, whether anybody knows it or not, they say there's two Americas, but really what boils down to is there's two realities. There's the reality that we all exist in, and then there's the reality that the others, the nebulous they live in. And they want their reality to be the dominant one, even though it will come at our expense. And the thing about their reality is that it won't actually work. So, but anyway. I was going to focus specifically on the paranormal, but I've really had a hard time, and I'm going to make this podcast really, really short tonight because I just thought I'd check in and let everyone know that I'm still around. I'm still alive. No one's killed me. Their assassins have failed. I'm doing okay. I'm adding another puppy to my household because I need that energy in my household. I need my dog to not be so lonely, you know. He goes everywhere with me, but I know that he's, you know, like, I think he's starting to get the idea that he's a person, and I really need him to understand he's a dog. Although I treat him like a person, and I'm probably enabling a certain amount of that behavior. But he definitely needs a buddy so he can play with him. And because the cat's just not enough. The cat's, like, Pigpen the cat's 5 years old, and he's a big fucking cat. And he and the dog fight, and it's just like, man, some of those fights are pretty funny, but some of them ain't. And I don't want my dog losing an eye, so I need to get him a friend that he can play with and roughhouse with that isn't the cat. But all things being what they are, and this is kind of the nexus of where I'm headed with this, is that I don't want to do a political podcast. For a number of reasons, mostly because I see enough of it. But I really don't see a point of doing any kind of paranormal podcast because there's really nothing scary right now that compares to what's going on in the world, because we're coming up on a post-apocalyptic future. And whether anyone knows it or not, you guys need to be prepared. And I'm not talking about like, oh yeah, in a couple of years, things are going to be fucked up. I'm talking about like next fucking spring. Because I'm going to tell you folks, bad things are coming. Bad things are coming. Bad things that you cannot even imagine are coming. Because this administration isn't what you think it is. It's not that they're corrupt. It's not that they're untrustworthy. It's that there are things behind them that you will not believe that will end this country as you know it. that freedom that you think that you have, which you don't, what little of it is there left, that there is left, they will take it from you. So listen to me when I tell you bad things are coming. You need to have a store of at least 6 months of food. You're going to need at least 6 months of water. And you're going to need a place that you can get the fuck out of the cities. Because I'm going to tell you, starting the spring of next year, things will be unrecognizable in your city. So, I'm telling you this now. Get prepared between now and February of next year. Do what you can. Make do. Or if you cannot move, if you are stationary and you're rooted somewhere, make friends. Create a collective. Create your own cell of survivalists, because you're going to need them. Anyway, the next podcast that I do is going to be about sustainability and survival. But I just don't have the energy for it tonight. This will be the sixth time I've tried to record this. And the more I've talked, the less I've wanted to hear what I had to say. So this is me taking a bit of a mental health break, because I've been off for a couple of weeks, mostly because there's just been nothing going on. And there's nothing to really talk about. And Halloween, that was just kind of I didn't want to get into that. I had a lot of plans for October, but they all just kind of went out the window because everyone decided they had better things to do, and it just didn't make any sense to do it. So, from my perspective, what I have planned for the next few shows is going to be basically just prepping on a dime, you know, prepping cheap, finding new and exciting ways to spend money that you have to prepare for the future, instead of wasting your time on things that you shouldn't. So today's Thursday. I'm going to do a podcast on Saturday, it'll be something I do in the morning when I'm fresh and I'm wide awake. I've had kind of a rough few days, but I'm fine. I'm a little overworked, and that's really all it is. I'm just a little overworked compared to what I normally am. So, but yeah, I'll be back on Saturday, and I hope that you listen and you tune into that one, because it will be informative. I will be talking about all manner of things. And I'll probably be doing about a 2-hour show. So it'll probably be a little long, but there'll be breaks where you can go and, you know, either tune me out or, you know, go find something to eat or drink while you listen to the rest of the podcast. So, I will be back in Saturday morning. I'll probably have the podcast up by noon. So hope you folks have a fantastic day, and take care. Happy Veterans Day.